It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. The Iowa caucuses are just 4 months away now, and with them, be ready to hear more from NPR national political reporters.
I'm Don Gagne. I am a national political correspondent for NPR News, which means I cover politics, which means I spend a lot of time in New Hampshire and Iowa these days.
Gagne is known for spending a lot of time covering politics outside Washington. Here in Iowa, he's ridden Ragbri twice, spends many days at the Iowa State Fair tracking candidates, like this year, as he documented the fall of GOP presidential candidate and Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker.
Then came the summertime, and, well, listen to how Arthur describes Walker today.
It's almost like his personality faded. He blanded himself off the map.
He blanded himself off the map.
He has no spice.
And that assessment comes from a conservative
Republican. Gagne is following Republicans during the presidential race. White House correspondent Tamara Keith has her eye on the Democrats, like documenting the momentum behind Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign.
Iowa, he was expecting 75 people, maybe 125 tops.
When we had something in excess of 300 people show up, I was astonished.
That's more than the town's entire population.
Meyer, both Keith and Gagne stopped by IPR to talk about covering the caucuses.
You tend to get kind of a cross-section of voters, at least a cross-section within a party. You get people who haven't made up their mind yet, and they're happy to talk to you. And that is just a treasure trove for a reporter. The other thing you get, again, with some exceptions, you get some close proximities and some access to the candidates, especially early on.
What kind of learning curve did you have when you came to Iowa the first time? When you were first here, what was it like?
You have to get here to get the cliches about Iowa and what the caucuses are out of your head. We all talk, and you've certainly reported on the fact that everybody thinks there's got to be a hay bale or a straw bale, is it?
Right.
on every stage, and that's one thing you learn, you know, the difference between hay and straw. And you also are always struck just by how intimate the process is here. So the learning curve is mostly just adjusting to that. Now, the other part of the learning curve is very nuts and bolts, very practical. How does a caucus work? How is polling different in advance of a caucus? Because it's a big field and the winner might get 24% or less.
This is the first year White House correspondent Tamara Keith has covered the caucuses. She also rode Ragbri this year. And she says Iowa is a good place to find authentic views.
In this age where candidates can put their speeches up on Periscope and they can tweet beautiful images of themselves with young kids looking very presidential, and they can put videos on Facebook that are viewed millions of times, it is my job to get outside of that, to try as best I can to step away from the stagecraft and look for the story that the campaign isn't telling, that the candidate isn't telling. Yes, you know, watch their speech, cover them, but then try to find that untold bit, that thing that they wouldn't put in the glossy video that they're putting up on their website and on Facebook.
Those are NPR political reporters Tamara Keith and Don Gagne. There's still more than 20 candidates caucusgoers can choose to back in the Iowa caucuses that are less than 4 months away. This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio.